With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune describes it as a very long road. The Senate has sent the House a bill to end the government shutdown.
The shutdown could continue for a few more days as members of the House, who have been on recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation.
We look forward to the government reopening this week so Congress can get back. To a regular legislative session.
The legislative package that appears on track to end the shutdown leaves out any clear resolution on the expiring Affordable Care Act tax credits. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And the lack of a deal on Obamacare subsidies has many Senate Democrats fuming, suggesting that Chuck Schumer's days as minority leader are numbered. As for the Republican leadership's handling of the shutdown drama,
what we saw here was steady Republican leadership. Thune did not blink. Mike Johnson did not blink.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire on the Salem Radio Network. The House may take up the end of the shutdown legislation tomorrow. In the meantime, air travel remains challenging. Across parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes, they've had to break out the shovels and the snow blowers. First big snow of the season, a lot of it lake effect. Chicagoland's been hard hit with trees and power lines brought down. Many accidents on the roads and air travel has been impacted, and cold Arctic air extends as far south as Florida. The FDA will remove a long-standing warning from hormone-based drugs used to treat menopause symptoms in women. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry and some other doctors criticized the current warning label as being outdated and unnecessary. On Wall Street, the Dow trading about 83 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 102 points. This is SRN News. New York's next mayor is more than just a socialist.
Much has been made of Zoran Mamdani's radical economic plans and criticism of Israel, but on social issues, he is in step with the mainstream Democratic Party. Mamdani says he will establish an office of LGBT affairs in the city and will provide $65 million in taxpayer cash to provide children with sex change operations and hormone therapy. He is also vowing to go after pro-life pregnancy centers in New York and double taxpayer funding of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, arguing that the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It is the latest legal challenge aimed at the drugs, which are now the most common way to terminate a pregnancy in this country. Pro-life advocates have increasingly targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A deadly natural disaster, specifically the response to the tragedy, and spawned lawsuits in Texas.
The families of some of the 27 girls who died in flooding in Texas July 4th are suing Camp Mystic and its owners. In separate suits filed Monday in Austin, the families allege camp operators failed to take necessary steps to protect their daughters as life-threatening floodwaters approached. Plaintiffs are seeking more than $1 million in damages. So far, no response from attorneys representing the camp. Jason Walker reporting.
China's largest online sales festival, it's called Singles Day, is getting longer as retailers try to entice frugal shoppers to spend more money. This year, it's a five-week festival, which is scheduled to draw to a close later this week. More details at srnnews.com.